Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 24th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright, taking a look at yesterday's performance. Bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. Leading the way to the upside was emerging markets, up 78 basis points there. We saw the S&P equal weight up 50 basis points, leading U.S. equities, followed by EFA. So positive day for international equities. We'll get back to international equities here in a second. But finishing out here, moving to the downside, leader to the downside was crude oil, down 89 basis points, though no real chart change. We also saw small caps and bonds in negative territory for the day. Looking at the iShares Emerging Markets ETF EM this morning, we did see it return to a buy signal with yesterday's action, completing a double top there at 44, also moving it back into a positive trend as well after a brief violation of that bullish support line there in early August. Now seeing it shift back into a positive trend, just one box below that rally high there from July. We actually, this morning, we'll be watching EM as we see action open up here in the U.S. as today it was released that there is a round of fiscal stimulus along with stock market stimulus that's going to come out from the Chinese government. They're expecting quite a few things to occur over the coming months because of it. So that's sort of the big news today. One of those things being that the yuan exchange rate may be softening, but obviously we'll see what transpires once those potential policies take hold. But we are seeing Chinese equities rally pretty notably, so worth keeping an eye on EM today. Additionally, some of the ones we're seeing move pre-market as far as looking at some Chinese ADRs. One's going to be Alibaba Group here, BABA, currently a 3-for-5-er, but looking at pre-market action, we see it currently up over 5%, trading near this $95 range. This comes after it cleared near-term resistance with yesterday's action there at 90 and moved above 91. So now looking to trade to a new potential 52-week high, so we'll keep an eye on that with today's action, or at least match that 52-week high. So we'll monitor that for BABA. It's currently a 3-for-5-er. And we did see it reverse back into a column of X's earlier this month against that DWA retail index. Another name within sort of that discretionary part of the Chinese economy is going to be NIO. It's a 3-for-5-er. Currently, it's pretty beaten down stock, down over 40%. And just recently, a couple of weeks ago, ended a series of sell signals that began back in January, ultimately finding support here at 375. We saw it return to a buy signal there at 5.25, with today's action looking like it might move above 575. But those who may be holders are looking to sort of play this bounce, keep in mind that you're getting to some resistance here in that $6 range or 6.25 range. So those near-term traders may look to lock in profits near that top of the trading band. As far as long-term holders, would look for it to clear that resistance before then adding further to it. But again, 3-for-5-er have seen some improvement from a technical perspective out of that stock very recently. JD.com, sort of the little brother to Alibaba and that retailing space, still 0-for-5-er, but seeing that it reversed up yesterday and showing the potential of returning to a buy signal today as it's currently trading at 31. It and NIO up over 7%, at least at the moment. So those are going to be the movers, at least the big highlights as far as movers within the ADR, sort of Chinese ADR space. As far as elsewhere within the market, we saw gold again eclipse a new all-time high, getting further extended in this column of X's here at 2630. Moving on over to U.S. equities, we saw the S&P equal weighted index move above that $7,200 level with yesterday's action for a new all-time chart high. Saw some other U.S. equity indexes move to new all-time highs or close at all-time highs as well. So this was just the big highlight that we saw as far as chart action. Now, looking at stocks this morning, we did see AutoZone report earnings, sort of the big highlight as far as earnings go this morning. Earnings were a bit mixed. We saw them miss mostly on earnings per share. That was at least the biggest metric that was a miss. And at the moment, seeing the stock trade down about a little over 2-3%. So trading near this mid 2900 range, showing the potential of coming down to test this bullish support line if we see it fall below that $2,900 level. level. It's currently the bullish support line sitting there at 28.48, but the stock's still maintaining a 5 for 5 attribute and still has some pretty significant support there. So worth monitoring all that. Now, on the news front, we see vis-a-vis, there is a looming potential antitrust lawsuit with the Department of Justice that may be upcoming today. That's sort of one of the news pieces today. The Department of Justice looking to sue Visa over its claim that they monopolized the U.S. debit card market. We're seeing the stock trade down at least a couple of percent currently, but interestingly enough, from a technical perspective, that's a bit of a welcome sign as it may get it to reverse back into O's here if it moves below that $280 range, currently trading at 282, and that would put it in an actionable range as it currently sits near the top of the trading band there. So in some ways, the exhale may bring from a technical perspective a buying opportunity, but worth keeping in mind that even when, though it may seem shocking, one of the reports I was reading this morning said this investigation's been ongoing since 2021, so it could be a very long-term development as far as Visa may be concerned. Now, that'll wrap us up this morning, but as always, if you have any potential questions about the video or a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.